A security and conflict resolution expert, Emmanuel Bombandi, has given the Ghana Police Service thumbs up for their professionalism in the discharge of their duties. This, he said, has helped to reduce the level of crime in the country. Mr. Bombandi also called on the public to complement the efforts of the police by giving information that will assist them to arrest criminals in their hideout.
I want to use two indicators to appreciate the role of our police service in Ghana today. One is the increasing organized level of crime in the West African region, which obviously has a lot to do with us as a country, since we are not an island in West Africa. And this organized wider context has a lot to do with issues that even border on violent extremism. So you look at that as one indicator. And the second indicator is our growing urbanization and expansion, particularly when you begin to look at our metropolis and you look at our urban centers, there's more activity, more movement. Against this background, there is no question that the police must always step up and rise up to meet all these challenges that continue to increase year in and year out. And there's no question that if you look at the performance of the police, they have stood up and we must appreciate them. But let me quickly add that they did not just do this in the festive season to earn this appreciation. It is because going back 2 years, the whole idea about visibility and their presence gradually and incrementally has allowed them to be able to fight crime better, to be able to be more assertive. And let us not pretend that there are no challenges and there have been no incidences of crime. But let's look at it from the level in which they are responding and mitigating these challenges in ways that has earned them the public support. And I think this is what they must continue to do. And for those of us who advocate, they need to continuously be more resourced, more motivated, because at the end of the day, anything that we want to achieve, especially that we have crossed into the new year, is dependent on our security, our safety, our peace as a nation, our stability as a nation. Before then, we can talk about economic growth, well-being, and the rest of it.
What will you tell the police how they will position themselves to maybe further reduce the crime rate in the country?
They should continue to work hard to remove all the elements within the police service that behave and speak negatively of the police service itself. You cannot remove bad elements from the police service if you do not improve your qualitative processes of recruitment. So in other words, each time that they want to recruit, they should be very rigorous in how they investigate the background of any woman or man they want to recruit. Because the police must always also serve to be the role model of society. And to the extent that you have a few elements who provide a bad example, it becomes very difficult for the police to fight crime. And so any effort that they will do, anything that they will do to demonstrate to the public that they are very serious about removing bad elements, for me, would be one step. And the second one, obviously, is to continue to improve upon their professionalism. They should be seen to truly be a Ghana Police Service in which they integrate in all their work how they are respecting the human rights of Ghanaians, how they are bringing people, in some cases, to help them talk about problems in order that they can mitigate situations of insecurity, and how they earn the trust of the public, so that the public can be the eyes and the ears of the police to be very confident in reporting suspicions and movements of people who are likely to disrupt the peace, so that the police then can also be preventive in fighting crime and not reactive when the crime has already been committed. If they are able to put all these three elements in 2015, I think they will continue to excel and we'll all continue to always appreciate them. And I think I cannot end without saying that for every Ghanaian, listening to your program, when you see a policeman, when you see a police officer on the road or anywhere, when we are sleeping and they are outside on the streets trying to make sure that we are safe, respect them. Let them know that we appreciate them and we want them to continue to excel. And if we do this, we motivate them more than ever before to be the type of police we want.